Anna, first of all, a huge congratulations. I expect it was a heck of a process to go through, so was it just a case of ensuring all the criteria was met?
Yeah, the bid itself to secure a Super League team was very thorough. You know, we were pretty confident that we would get recognition off England Netball, that, you know, we're heading in the right direction with the bid. And I'm absolutely delighted that we did get an nod and that we're moving forward with the pathway in Yorkshire and we can keep building towards the dream of having a Super League team back here in, well, I guess the North now, another team in the North.
And it's huge news for everybody already involved with Rhinos, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a massive pat on the back. That's how we see it as a, you know, hard work, working with the club. I mean, I'm living and breathing it. You know, I'm in Rhinos quite a few days a week. Obviously, now we're ending my contract at Loughborough. It's something I can concentrate on full time. And I see the club, you know, being a part of the professional outfit and the benefits of pulling on their resources and being involved in the club is fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant.
And the changes, obviously, on a wider scale on the league, it's nice that the North has finally got something a little bit closer than having to look to Thunder or even Sirens.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done the ultimate, which, you know, is securing a Super League team, and that is the dream. That's what we want for all the players and the staff, and Rhinos are fully committed to that project. And I think for them, once, you know, this £44 million stands finished at Headingley, Emerald Headingley Stadium, I'm sure attentions will be going to, you know, what can be done to secure a Super League netball team going forward. And I think England Netball is just really aspirational. You know, the minimum operated standards were very, very high. And I think every team that comes in the league is going to, you know, raise the bar. And that's what we want. You know, we want it to be tough. We don't want to get in there and compromise. We want to get in there because when we do go in, we're going to raise the bar and, you know, we're going to be the team that people want to play for.
On the vision, the pyramid on the website gives obviously details of proposed teams. Explain them. Is it everything apart from under 21s, under 19s, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we're having an information evening on the 24th of July. We will be informing current athletes of the Yorkshire pathway and the Rhinos and anyone else that kind of wants to know more, schools, clubs, county, coaches, etc., etc., a little bit more about the pathway and how it's going to run. But in a sense, to cut to the chase, we've got under-17s that will be representing Leeds Rhinos at the National Performance League and also under-19s. But we've got a little bit of a different way of doing it that we've worked with hard on, and also we've got age groups underneath it and the development hubs to support the structure and give plenty of athletes opportunity. But not only that, very performance focused you know, opportunity, I guess, at the under 17s and 19s age groups.
You'll have an idea of some of the standard of sides in the North from looking around sides in teams in the Northeast and Northwest. How good is the standard in the North?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the North kind of speaks for itself in the talent that we've produced over the years. I mean, we've got some, you know, national club speaks for itself as well, that, you know, the North is heavily up there in the table. And, you know, the standard in netball is excellent. Helen Housby is one from the North. Natalie Haythorn-Thwaite, Rachel Shaw, Imogen Allison. I mean, I could be here all night with the scattered of North players that are currently in Super League. And, you know, it's a shame that they don't have the option at the moment to play for another Northern team. I mean, we all know how excellent Manchester Thunder are at producing their own grown talent. Girls to go over there and be successful at Super League level will have to be exceptional. And if that's the way it stayed for a few years, then we know that, you know, we know the athletes that we've got to produce here at Leeds Rhinos have to be exceptional. So when they are, picking the university teams or looking at Super League options, that they're the first on the list for, you know, the Super League coaches.
The weather is really nice at the minute. Can you take it easy and relax now, or are you out in the back garden with a glass of lemonade and things have only just started to begin?
No, it's just not my way, Andy. unfortunately for my husband, I'm very project-driven, and you know, I'm loving having the time with the kids. We've got quite a lot of time out through August as a family. I am going to Australia as well for a bit of coach development netball with one of the clubs that I'm involved in. I'm hoping to touch base with Natalie Aythornthwaite, who's obviously over there at the minute with the Swifts, and I'm hoping as well to meet some of the other high performance coaches over there, including Lisa Alexandra, just because I want to keep improving. I want to look at their structures and their youth development and what direction they're heading in. And Gary Etherington has close links over there with the rugby league teams that also service the netball team. So it's a great opportunity for me to just learn, see how the rugby netball clubs work over there and how integrated the netball teams are and what are the mutual benefits of having, you know, a family club as opposed to just being netball. So it's just a really exciting summer for me, you know, a new project, a very ambitious one. You know, we want to be world class at this performance pathway, and we don't say that lightly. And yeah, I need as much information as I can get with from the right people in order to deliver on that.
Sarah's appointment at Lightning, Liv's made a heck of a good decision on that, hasn't she?
Oh, I mean, absolutely brilliant. I mean, Sarah's you know, a formidable player. She's got some fresh ideas about the game and the development of it, and I think she'll do an excellent job there. I think the Loughborough Lightning team and I guess the structure will look different under Sarah, because I think she's very ambitious, fresh from playing, and I think I think it'll be really, really good, and I think the girls will love it.
Rhino's camps are already taking place, and Jess Shaw is even taking one, and a lot of people you can call upon with, dare I say, Yorkshire roots to help.
Yeah, I mean, as a coach, I think one of the things that I always enjoyed, and while I'm quite excited about being able to focus on the pathways, the relationship you build with your players is very different when you've had them from a young age. You know, you feel part of the journey, you feel invested, and, you know, you still keep in contact with them all, and I guess for me, they know that they'll always get an honest opinion, and I know them probably in certain situations better than a lot of people. You know, when you're working at the level we are, you see the best of people and you see the worst of people under pressure. And I guess that once you've gone through some stuff with people, it never really leaves you. You know, you still have that bond of winning and losing games and going through their transition from a, you know, someone who's just netball to suddenly being, you know, young women trying to balance careers and studies and boyfriends and, you know, all the stuff that comes with life and growing up. So so it's just great to have those relationships and know that they understand, I guess, the bigger picture of netball, and that it's not just about them as athletes, it's also about how they can, you know, benefit other youngsters coming through.
An important path to get where you are. Is there anyone in particular you want to thank? However long you want.
It's really difficult. I mean, I've got some people that have, you know, kind of, I'm the one that comes with the vision a lot, and it takes some special people to do, I guess, the shoveling of the information to get it out there, make sure that things are communicated well. I mean, to me, Mariana Paxton is somebody that, you know, has just been a great support for me. Maggie Birkinshaw, who obviously everybody knows, you know, me and Maggie go way back. She's the most loyal person you'd ever wish to meet. And for, again, Marion Lofthouse, you know, the relationship I've spoken about with Jess Shaw and Rachel Shaw and Nat, etc., is very similar to me with Marion Lofthouse, who I go back to now and ask her opinion on stuff. And again, always get an honest opinion. So I think there's a bit of a theme there. so yeah, plenty of people to thank, but I think I'll hold it at those three.
I presume in the meantime, the best way to find out more about camps and things like that are on the website, Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, our website will be going through a bit of a review now. It'll be more under the club, if you like, moving forward. So, but yeah, people can still book on the camp, still book on the workshop that we have going on over the summer. And if people want to know more, I suggest they come on the 24th of July up at Emerald Edlingley Stadium. All the information is already out on Twitter, is also on our website, and just get yourself there. It's really exciting times for us, and we do plan on driving performance forward. It won't be like anybody else's pathway. So you can find out more at leedsrhinos.netball.co.uk.